This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The state health department has added a new COVID-19 subvariant to the state's dashboard. CPR health reporter John Daly.
New coronavirus variants and subvariants have kept the pandemic going globally, but some are more worrisome than others. The state health department says it's adding the new BA.2.75 Omicron subvariant to its data dashboard. The state lab first detected this subvariant in Colorado's wastewater surveillance program during the last week of July. At the moment, it only accounts for less than 1% of cases in Colorado, but the subvariant has been on the rise in India in recent weeks. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A third person has died this year while hiking in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. KRCC's Jess Hazel reports.
Alamosa Volunteer Search and Rescue identified Justin Segrin on social media this weekend. Segrin fell and died during his descent from Blanca Peak last week. Rescuers recovered his body with helicopter assistance from Flight for Life. In August, a man fell and died near the Crestone Traverse, and in July, a man died after reaching the summit of Kit Carson Peak. Jess Hazel, KRCC News.
The state is offering another round of free tax filing services this weekend. Denver and Colorado Springs will each have two clinics open Saturday. Five more are planned for Pueblo, Canyon City, Bayfield, and the Ute Mountain Ute Reservation. Attendees can sign up in advance or drop in. Make sure to bring your photo ID, a Social Security card, and any W-2s or 1099 documents. Right now in Denver, it's 74 degrees. This is CPR News and KRCC.